Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens, who understands that statement yesterday. Will, first off, morning, pal. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Doing well.
I watched the radar yesterday. I start seeing these concerns on Facebook and the National Weather Service, and I watch this big red blob, and it stays on top of Murfreesboro. It doesn't move, and it just pounds your community.
It was amazing watching some security camera footage yesterday. For about 9 minutes, there was hail, not rain, but hail blowing sideways across the screen that this security camera captured. And so the fire chief, Steve McBride, told me we estimate we got about 2 inches of rain in about 10 minutes. And it was just an incredible storm. It didn't last very long. I was at work. I work outside of Murfreesboro, just about 8 minutes away, and didn't get a drop of rain. And so it was a real surprise when I came back home to see everything that had unfolded.
And damage at an old furniture store.
The Gillenberg Furniture Store, a lot of people know it as the Willis Building, the oldest building in Murfreesboro. And yesterday it suffered a partial roof collapse. One of the things that was interesting about it was that it is connected to the Jackson County Supervisor of Assessments office. And that office this morning is closed because the two buildings are sharing a wall. And so I know a structural engineer is going to have to come and take a look and see what kind of extent of the impact there was to that building also.
What services are you supplying for the community when it comes to removal of some of these trees and limbs? Is it that bad where you need to go out and make plans for this?
You know, I think there were a couple of spots where it was bad, and I've messaged those individuals directly and, you know, got their address, and we're going to get out and help pick up some of those things. We had some limbs down across streets that we had to saw up and get the roadways clear. But beyond that, I think we're pretty well back to business as usual today.